I have to tell you, I don't know what Club Rain is anymore. Before we went to break, I would have said Club Rain was a strip club.
Okay.
But having been to their Facebook page and seeing all the people that go there, half of them are fat black chicks.
Okay. Fat black chicks maybe like the strip clubs.
Doesn't seem like a like there's certain pictures of Club Rain on their Facebook page that show long lines to get in, and they're all women. And there's really some sexy black chicks as well. Look at that, Spanish. That's a hot.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that's not so hot. Some of them look really beat up. So
yeah.
Like,
that's what you're wearing.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's where you're wearing your black wristband for at the blown up party. It says club type, topless dancers.
Oh.
Dancer ethnicity, black.
As night. but then there's like a whole.
Only gets one star. Atmosphere, half a star. Oh. Value, 2 stars. Dancers, half a star. Overall, 1 star.
Could you be a white guy and roll up in here?
I feel like you would be immediately mugged and stripped of all your belongings.
Yeah, like
it's very racist.
No, yeah. He's got a point though. It's kind of like, oh, we should send Spanish to go wait in line
in your bow tie and everything.
Oh man,
we'll videotape it from across the street. You just go and wait in line with the rest of the guys. God.
Now, that's something I think we should send Hoppy to. That's a perfect
right so
up
much.
His.
Hey, by the way,
with a sign like from Die Hard
with a Vengeance.
Yeah. Whoever owns Club Rain is packing. I mean, the money must be coming in like crazy. It's packed in there.
And white people do go here because I'm reading a Google review from an Adam Heimowitz who writes, 17-year-olds popping bottles in this bitch. So,
confused. Probably not following the law over there at Club Rain. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because there was a shooting at Club Rain that happened over the weekend. And there was a girl periscoping. Now, did she get hit? Because some of the video on the Facebook page says she got hit.
The video that I saw that you have audio of, it seemed like it was a guy that was periscoping, and then a dancer gets off stage and starts yelling into his camera.
Right.
If y'all are going to fight,
right.
Keep on fighting. And then
pop, 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 pop.
Literally 2 seconds later, gunshots start ringing.
I have about 45 seconds of the audio. You can watch the video on Bone TV, and it's on our Facebook page.
Now, there's two breaks, maybe even 3 pauses in the audio, which I didn't cut out, which is just him flipping from the view of looking at the phone on Periscope to flipping to show other people what he's seeing.
All right.
And then back. So he keeps flipping back and
forth. I don't have all the video. I only have like the last couple of seconds before the shots fired, but I have all the audio. So here you go. Here's the audio. The video is at facebook.com/ Mike Calta Show, and we're putting it up on Bone TV as well. Now, is the DJ fighting with somebody?
No, the DJ is yelling. I thought that was a dance track, but it's a DJ because he starts talking to people about hitting on girls in the club.
Right. So he's getting involved, and he's kind of instigating this.
Yeah, I would say more of an instigator than actually involved.
Okay.
Man, real niggas don't kick their game like that, Playboy. Straight the up, my nigga. Straight the up, Playboy. Straight up. Straight up. Straight up, my nigga. Straight up, Playboy. Come on, my nigga.
I'm not 100% sure what any of this means.
Right.
Put it up, straight it up, get it up, Playboy.
I think he's saying that's not how you approach a young gentle or a young female in a club such as this.
Okay.
And proceed to try and make love to her.
Here's where it gets good.
Oh boy.
The best is, if you count them, that's 7 shots. It's either 6 or more.
Yeah.
Which means there were more shots ready to go.
And there were 7 people that were injured and hit, so
7 shots, 7 people hit?
Yeah.
Wow. And did they catch the guy?
Let's see. 8 people suffered. Oh, wow. 8 people suffered gunshot wounds.
8. He only fired 7 bullets. This might be the fastest shooter in the West.
Billy the Kid shot through one guy and into another. Are we sure that wasn't like a kid's birthday party and that was balloons?
Oh. No, no.
No.
Seven shots, 8 people hurt.
Yeah, DJ had nothing to say after that second.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Good shooting, player.
He was
straight
he
up
was under the cabinet. That's why he didn't want to get shot.
They're saying that police are still searching for the suspect or suspects who opened fire. There's a reward of up to $3,000 for information that leads up to an arrest.
I would check out Adam Mankiewicz or whatever his name is.
Mankiewicz.
Yeah. See what's going on.
17 and he's drunk inside the brain.
Well, one of the people that was hit, Sheila McFadden, she was 17.
She deserved it. Yeah.
Was she working or was she a patron?
It just says that she was an injured victim.
Yeah, they've identified them as Rastasia Carnegie.
These are the victims?
Yeah, you want me to read the names?
No, I mean, if you're going to do it, let's get them. Nobody died. Well, one person died?
Person died. These are just injured people.
Okay.
Wait a second. So, okay. All right, go ahead.
I don't even know how to pronounce some of these. Okay, Christopher Houston I can pronounce. Jose Humphrey I can pronounce. Lassinette Stevens.
Say it, right? Show these people some respect.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Miss Lassinette Stevens. Miss or Mr. Ikwanzik Howell.
You can't tell that's a man or a woman, Ikwanzik?
No, you can't.
You're a disgrace.
Also, Miss Michaela Mann, and then Miss Rastasia.
Miss Mann?
Miss Mann.
Miss Mann.
And Miss Rastasia Carnegie.
Mm. Mm. Guy shot a lot of bitches.
Famous
Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Mm. Who was the first one?
Rastasia Carnegie.
That was the last one. Who was the first one? The
first one was Lassinette.
Oh, man.
Stevens.
Lassinette.
The club is described by online reviewers as adult entertainment with a clean environment.
I'm going to put Lassinette in her bassinet. That doesn't seem... give me some more names. I want to try and figure out where these names came from.
Lassinette, Stevens, Ikwanzik Howell.
Ikwanzik.
Ikwanzik.
Spell that. EQ?
UANZICK.
Ikwanzik.
Howell. I'm going to name my...
I'm sorry. Well, how is it spelled?
E-Q-U-A-N-Z-I-C-K.
Howell.
Yeah.
Clearly the child between Mr. Howell and one of the servants.
Ikwanzik, according to the dictionary, is how you get more bass on your stereo. You
Ikwanzik. The Ikwanzik, yeah. All right, what else?
Sheila McFadden, but that's in the... Rastasia Carnegie.
Rastasia, that's nice.
I don't know what a nice Irish girl was doing in there. Sheila McFadden. Yeah, I came for a wee little nip of the good stuff. I'd like to see some black ladies
dance.
She
was only 14, so she knew she could pop bottles there. Who else? Anybody else?
Michaela Mann, but it's just weirdly spelled M-E-K-Y-A-L-A.
Mm-hmm. Her sister, Joanna, was also there, too. Joanna Mann. So she had just won the basketball championship.
Wow. Movie. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll probably never figure out who was doing the shooting. Are they open for business still?
They were having a Super Bowl party yesterday, but I don't know if it was still on.
Yes, I see someone named Uncle Ruckus suggested wearing a Kevlar vest if he went to their Super Bowl party.
Fashionable again. Ruckus.
They do have a 4.3 star rating on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that is.
Because J.L. Taylor gave it a 1 star and wrote, "There's some big asses there. Wow. If you like a big ass woman, then this is the place."
They got 4.3 stars out of how many reviews, though? One? Was it Jaime Mankiewicz?
Jaime Mankiewicz.
Yeah.
17. I can get in here. I'm giving, not five. I'll give him 4.3, though. That's pretty good.
Oh, a chick named Eef Bacon was going there.
Eat Bacon?
I feed Bacon.
Ooh. I feed Bacon?
I feed Bacon. She looks like she dances there because she has a shirt on that says rain. So.
Oh. Does she dance with Sky Angel that Carmen was just showing us all?
There are some pretty attractive girls here.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't even think Tracy Morgan would like this place.
Oh, it would be so funny if you just see photos and then you see Hoppy's big goofy ass in the background just looming over all of these people.
Oh, yeah. Club Rain had its
Super
Bowl party.
That's the big ass that they're talking about.
No, that's not. That's nothing compared to what I said. That one's complete with 1, 2, 3. Where did that jaguar go?
You know,
it climbed right into the cave.
Yeah. I think it climbed out of the cave.
Oh, no, it's climbing up in. Look, see where the paw prints are going? Yeah. Right up the leg.
You smack her on you smack her on the ass, and he goes.
That is right in the butt cave. They had a Club Rain Super Bowl party on Sunday, where they had $2. I gotta read this. $2 for $4 Amsterdam shots. What are Amsterdam shots, Carmen?
I have no idea.
You just
get
a sip. They just give you a bottle of Amstel Light.
Maybe it's an Amsterdam vodka.
$50 Patron pints. $45 Henny pints.
Ooh, Henny.
And $10 entry before 10 p.m. at Club Rain on Nebraska Avenue, where the fat girl asses be at, according to their website.
And 17-year-old Jewish boys.
Yeah. Oh, man. This would be the greatest thing if we sent you and Hoppy to Club Rain.
Yes.
Yeah, well, come no, on. But... I'll give you a stack of singles.
Stack of
Look, that girl's got a nice butt.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah. She's probably the 17-year-old.
Let's go. Oh, no, don't say that.
Yeah. Spanish and Hoppy.
That girl looks like she's 12. That looks like a 12-year-old girl. Look at that.
No comment. You and Hoppy, look at that guy. He's in every picture. No. Ray Lewis's grandfather. Ray Lewis's grandfather is in every picture, and he's wearing that horrible shirt.
I just like her butt tattoo. If you look in the mirror, it's a butterfly on both cheeks so she can make it.
Let it flap. You just this is me sitting on the couch next to Ray Lewis's grandfather going, man, this place ain't bad at all. I like this. And all of a sudden, yeah. That's just going to happen. No, I'm out. Sorry, Club Rain. Oh, man. Spanish, seriously, you in the bow tie.
Yeah.
We'll just Hoppy up in, what can we put Hoppy in? Yeah, like something that's like covertly racist.
Uh-huh.
Like something that, no, we'll dress him up in just like a green military jacket, but we'll make him grow a Hitler mustache and comb his hair, part it to the right.
Oh, man.
And then we'll just send you guys there together and see what happens.
Okay, all right. We have to go in together?
Yeah. Oh, you want to go separate?
I mean, I feel like if we went separate
seven people shot. That's all
have eight people shot.
Mm. Have Hoppy wearing like a dashiki.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go in there like, Spanish.
Dude.
They might like you.
I think if I'm
in your bow tie.
I might be
like, you down with Farrakhan, brother?
Yeah.
Hey, little Farrakhan Whitey, come over here.
You know what? I already like chubby broads. So.
What do you got?
Oh, man, there are some interesting photos. Just a pile of these women in G-strings.
Oh, wow.
That
oh, I saw
fun
that, yeah.
It's a stripper pyramid. Yeah.
Fun
there.
To you. I bet that smells like butt and cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter?
Yeah. And with a lot of butt. Yeah. Just like, oh, cocoa butt. You know, like it hits you.
Oh, God,
like when
no.
you smell coffee. Like in Staten Island, I would smell coffee from the little newsstands and stuff. And I go, coffee. No, garbage dump.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. You're breathing too heavy, you get the garbage dump in the
it's
back.
It's cocoa right? butter, and butter is spelled capital B, capital U, capital T, and then small T.
Oh, look who's on line one. Adam Menkowitz, the guy. Adam, the 17-year-old who wrote the review of Club Rain. How are you, sir?
I'm actually not 17. I was actually drunk when I wrote that.
Are you really you?
Yes, Heimowitz.
Awesome.
I thought it was just some guy.
Awesome.
How old are you?
27.
Did you go there? Or you just...
Oh, I've driven past there many times in a fear for my life. My butthole tightens every time I drive past.
How scary is it for a young Jewish white child to go to Club Rain?
Pretty scary, but I might have to take you up on dressing up like Hitler and going in there.
Oh, mama.
I don't think that works.
How do the other folks treat you when you go, like, nobody's pointing over there at, like, this crazy young Jewish white kid?
Pretty much, but isn't that how I go anywhere?
Man, that would be great.
I'm kidding.
I would love to see that happen. I would love to see Spanish and Hoppy and this kid go there together. You guys walk in with like watermelon smoothies just to piss everybody off.
Only if I can call out one person and I can bring a Tanner Pepin.
Awesome, yes.
Thank you, sir. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up, Todd?
I'd love to go dress there as a Hasidic Jew with my talis and my yarmulke on and go in there. And with my Torah, sit and watch these nice, beautiful young ladies.
Might be a little too much, I think. I think it might be a little too much. Dom, go ahead, Dom.
I was thinking I'd throw a FUBU shirt and some baggy pants on a Hoppy to send him in there.
That's the thing. If we put him in a FUBU shirt, because even black people know FUBU's out, put him in a FUBU shirt and some, we dress him up like Jamie Kennedy in Malibu's Most Wanted and have him talk to... black dudes like he's trying to be hip. Yo, dog, we gonna see some bitches tonight?
Get some high-top ruse. If they remember the old ruse.
Oh, yeah. I got a quarter in there in case I got to call my mama in the pocket. Go get Gangsta Hoppy and let's bring him in there.
He already talks like a guy from the 90s who was black, like with his pimp. What's up, pimp?
That's
and
true.
All of those lame like Budweiser catchphrases from the frogs on
That's
the
That's true. What's up? Hoppy! Take your time. Who said to sit down? You never learn a lesson. You got to wait till you're invited to sit down. Pull the microphone up. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You here to punch Galvin in the face again?
Nah, that was actually on Vine. I looked at the replay about 20 times. I'm sorry, dude.
Uh-huh. Hey, let me ask you a question. What are you going to name it?
Name what?
The giant zit on your head. Look at it. Oh, my God. Look, it's staring at you. Look at it. How do I not?
You're so mean to
him. I was ready to call NASA and tell them I found another planet.
What a jerk.
That thing is huge.
It's like a crater on Mars, right?
No, it's not. It's like a smarter head on your head.
Crater goes in.
Yeah. You didn't notice it?
No, I noticed it. My face is weird.
You can just stop there. That's fine. You got it. That statement is done. Put a period right there. My face is weird. Period. Next sentence.
My face is weird. Yes.
Like, it'll be like, it will have no acne for a while, and then I'll just have these breakouts, and then during the summer, it'll be all great and dandy, and then come to winter when it's cold out and gets acne.
Last
year in Cleveland, dude, it was atrocious.
8:07, we'll be back with more stuff about Hoppy's face. Give us the report.
If we sent you to Club Rain, would you go there?
What's that?
It's a nice strip club in Tampa. We need somebody to report live from Club Rain.
I'm down.
But you have to kind of ghetto it up a little bit.
Oh, I'm good at that.
I know. Give me a little bit of that. Like, what would you say if I was online at Club Rain?
You walk up to these guys. Yeah. There's some pictures there.
What do you say?
Up to those guys. What are you going to say to them? Oh, there you go. Hit on her.
Yeah. Pretend she's there, and she's like,
What's up, Jamaica? How's it going, babe?
Who are you calling Jamaica?
Oh, my God.
This will go great. Let's start this today.
What'd you just call me?
I thought your name was Jamaica. You look like your name would be Jamaica.
Why do I look like my name would be Jamaica?
The way you have your hair and your boobs out, it has to be Jamaica.
Okay, Cleveland.
Or
listen,
is it Lakeisha?
You're perfect. You're hired. We're sending him. We are sending you. Friday night, you're going to go get audio from the Donald Trump rally.
Sounds good.
And then over to celebrate at Club Rain.
And my interviews are better than ever, so it won't be as crappy.
Oh,
as
don't build it up. If you make us think we're going to get crap and we accidentally get gold, it's great. Mm-hmm. Don't build it up and say it's going to be gold, and then you're just going to deliver us crap.
Just do your job.
That's right. Very good. Oh, you've been getting life lessons?
And
meditating.
When you get the audio and all that stuff, just go ahead and send it to Rob.
Sounds good. Because didn't you have to do it last time?
Mm-hmm. And as I went through it, I said, yep, there is nothing here we can use.
So Galvin walked in here and he went, yeah, I took those Hoppy interviews, and they're there, but they're terrible. They're just terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.